qualifying for the Bassmaster Classic 24 times, but without a win is Gary Klein. He still has that confidence, and I tell you what, folks, he's learning something new every day. Let's listen to see what he has to say.
But I don't think an angler is going to be able to stay with one technique all 3 days. I think we're going to have to kind of change up a little bit, which even makes it a better event. You know, it's typical Florida. Things change down here. Fishing pressure, weather conditions change things, and I think the guy that wins this is going to be able to fish by the seat of his pants and make the right moves.
Well, you're kind of a seat of the pants type fisherman. I've seen you be versatile, change, you know, get the flipping stick, do those kind of things, maybe throw a rig, whatever it may, whatever you need to be successful. Here, like you're talking about, these fish could change in a very short period of time. Here you're sitting in a restaurant thinking about, well, you know, tomorrow, I wonder what it's going to bring because you've been out there practicing a little bit.
Well, exactly. You know, last week we had three official days of practice. It was actually a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we were off the water until yesterday. 6 days later, total change. And, you know, which is exciting. I felt really good about yesterday because I went out knowing that I couldn't duplicate what I was really looking for. So I just went fishing yesterday and just had a great day on the water. Could have really had a good bag of fish. So I'm really antsy about fishing tomorrow. And I'm just going to let it all hang out. I mean, I'm swinging for the fence, and I'm going to have to use several different techniques here to catch a fish. But, you know, I'm really ready.
You know, Gary, it's not cliche to say you're swinging for the fence because at the Classic, really, first place is everything. And, you know, you've had all these opportunities, got second a couple of times and have done very, very well. But you really want to get that victory on number 24. It'd be nice.
Well, exactly. You know, the most important thing is, you know, the event will not be won in one day. I think it's real important, you know, in order to win this tournament, you're going to have to be in a position to win it going on, you know, on the final day, be in the top five. So whatever happens tomorrow, you know, if it's an 18-pound day or if it's a 38-pound day, I'm just going to have to go with the flow and not get antsy.
Well, I got to ask you, what you've seen, okay, you had the three practice days, which is unique because it's right before the Classic this year. It used to be a month out, and now you've had the one day of practice. You know, the weights, are they going to be as phenomenal as everybody thinks, or are they going to take some big bags, or what do you think it's going to take?
Well, we had a huge push. You know, a lot of fish came up shallow. I spent all day yesterday looking at them. I shook off 14 fish. Probably could have pushed 30 yesterday. But, you know, there's some locals in those areas, and they're running around jerking on them. So, you know, I've got four big ones found. I'm boat 11 out. I'm going to shut down on one that probably go in a, you know, 7-8 pound range. I think I can catch her, and it's right down the bank. I got another big one sitting there. But that was yesterday. I have no idea if they're going to be there in the morning or not. So it may be the type of deal where I'm just going to have to get back in those areas and just kind of fish in, just relocate. The only difference about, you know, tomorrow and yesterday is the fact that I couldn't swing yesterday, and today I get to swim.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You get to set the hook on them and start bringing them in the boat and let everybody here at the Disney World and everywhere else get a look at them. I guess, Gary, the final thing I'm thinking about is the fact that, you know, you've been doing this for a long, long time, and now the sport's changing, and it looks changing for the positive. Big, large, non-endemic sponsors are getting involved. Bass has changed to this Elite Series. It looks like it's going to be a really good year for bass fishing.
It's going to be absolutely an awesome year. You know, the future's in front of us. You know, my hat's off to ESPN for lining things up the way they have. They're allowing us, you know, to use them as the vehicle to really advance this thing into the next level. And, you know, hopefully, you know, with their seal of approval, our hobby will actually become a sport.
Well, I guess I'm going to ask you one more question. I said that was going to be the last one, but you've been doing this a long time. I mean, you've been doing it since you're 18 years old or 17 years old, and you've seen this migration to the changes that we're having today. This has got to be something, as an angler, yet a young man, you got to be thrilled with.
Oh, without a doubt. And not only that, but really the changes have all occurred in the last few years. And with those changes taking place in the last few years, how quick they have changed, it's amazing what's going to, you know, what's actually going to take place here in the future. I think there's a lot of good things in store for us. But if you really take a look at our sport, it's such a wholesome sport. It's a family sport. Everybody can fish, all ages, and just not for bass. I mean, there's so many different species of fish to catch, and what other great sport can you really get involved in where it's actually, it's a participant sport, and it also keeps people in the outdoors.
Wish you the best of luck. Good luck at the Classic.
Thank you.
That was Gary Klein, and I tell you what, folks, get ready for the next interview because that's Kevin Van Dam, the number one ranked angler in the world. He's getting ready for another great season.
Yeah, it's an opportunity I'm not taking lightly. Something I've thought about since I left Pittsburgh last year, and I'm going to do my best this week.
Well, you relaxed after Pittsburgh, I'm sure. Got in a deer stand, maybe went and did a little hunting besides that. Relaxed, focused, did some of those kind of things. Kevin, you're a very cerebral angler. How do you focus now after you had this three in a row, won the Classic? How do you focus on the Classic again?
Well, I did have a really busy off season. Did a lot of television shows and sponsor appearances and things like that, and really didn't concentrate much at all on fishing until January 1st. After the new year, then I totally changed my focus and started preparing and planning for this event here in Toho. And, you know, again, having a chance to make it four in a row and to win back-to-back classics is something that, you know, I think any angler would dream to do. It's hard to put yourself in that, you know, that position as tough as the field is these days. So I've put a lot of time and effort into it. I've thought about it a lot. I've kind of planned my strategies, and I kind of hoped for the weather and everything to work out, because Florida has never been the strongest place in the world for me. I've had a lot of good events down here, but I've never won. So, you know, I've kind of looked at all these things and, you know, put together a wish list, so to speak, of all the things that I'd like to have lined up before this. And to be honest with you, everything has came true so far. I mean, the weather, the way that it was during the practice, this period to the off limits, the practice day that I had was a very effective day for me, an important learning day, and I feel really good about it going into it. So I'm really excited about it. I probably am more focused for this one, if I possibly could be, than any before. I know in my own mind how I have to fish to win and what I have to do in Florida to fish to win. And for my style to work, I need a certain set of conditions, and the weather forecast is right up the alley for me, and now it's just up to me. So,
well, I got to ask you, you know, you also go into a unique category by winning this Classic, B3 Classics, and you start thinking about that. Nobody else, there's a couple guys that have done it two times. Rick Klun, of course, has done it four, but you get into a whole different category with that as well.
Yeah, you know, I've never really been about the records at all. I mean, even the four in the row, I'm not doing it. It's not about the record to me. It's about the competition. It's about the competitive aspect. And really, this Classic, $500,000 has a pretty nice ring to it. And you know, last year it was $200,000, and that was great. But this year, you know, the prize purses are even bigger, and this isn't a points event. This is all about the money. You know, second place, that check's not too big. First place is where it's at. So there's 50 other guys here in the event, though, that want to win it as bad as me. I think probably the difference between me and at least some of the field is I'm not afraid to totally blow it, too. You know, I'm going to take the chances. I'm going to fish with the mindset to win. And I know that there are certain techniques and certain things that I could catch fish with that are not going to allow me to win. And so I'm gonna swing for the fence on this one. And everything looks good. It's, I mean, the exact scenario that I couldn't have scripted it any better. We'll see how it works out.
You know, you've been doing this for a long time now. You know, you're still a young guy. You think about all the stuff that you've done. 23 checks in a row when you started. Now you've won the Classic a couple of times. You've got this, you know, role going here. You know, is it as much mental as everybody tries to make it out to be? Is it, you know, vision, you know, like you're talking about having vision about what you need to do? Is that what you're really getting better at, or what? Or how do you get better?
I think it is. It's very much a mental sport. And a lot of that, it does come through experience. You know, you gotta be afraid to fail, but you gotta not be afraid to fail at the same time, because you gotta take those chances. You know, I don't have the pressures of sponsors and or family or anybody saying, well, hey, you got to have a good tournament here, you know, or hey, I need to do well here to get a check to move, you know, just to make it to the next event. To me, all that pressure is what I put on myself. And over the years, you know, it's just my 16th Classic, and you know, I've been there and done it, and I've made mistakes. And the more times that you fail, hopefully the closer it brings you to making the right decisions when you come in that that same situation again. So I think that's probably what I'm doing better now than I've ever done, is really making the decisions that work for me and being true to myself and being honest with myself. You know, when there are certain tournaments that don't really line up to my style and that, I try to survive and get out of there with as good a finish as I can. And some of those events are some of the proudest finishes that I'll have. What's really disappointing is when you have an event that lines up to really fit my demeanor and my style, and I don't get it done. You know, that's what makes me upset. And you know, down here in Florida, I've never won. I've got a chance to make history here, and everything looks good. I want to do it, you know. I mean, but again, there's 50 other guys out there that want to keep me from doing it. So it's going to be fun. I mean, the competitiveness that we have amongst each other is what drives me still to this day. So, and when I lose that, I'll retire.
You know, Abraham Lincoln said that out of every failure comes a success, and it sounds to me like you're dialed in and ready to go.
That's one of my my philosophies is, you know, each time I try something and it fails, it just brings me that much closer to being right on target. You know, it's bass fishing it's like throwing darts at a board. You're making educated guesses, and each wrong one brings you that much closer to the right one. And down here in Florida, I've made a lot of mistakes in the past, and it's kept me from winning. And I want to just, you know, fish my best this week and again, be true to myself, and I'm going to be happy with it, you know, win, lose, or draw.
That was Bass Fan World Rankings number one ranked angler, Kevin Van Dam. Look for great things for him again this year.